Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, bringing you a podcast on the notion of space. We start this talk today thinking about the space that surrounds us, the space of our homes, our private spaces, and what we have in that space. Is the space filled with objects? Or is there an appreciation of the negative space, the empty space itself? So taking time to declutter our homes, our private spaces, gives us a chance to breathe, to invoke a sense of harmony that inspires quiet and respectful silence. We think about our private spaces as a type of sanctuary, which can extend into gardens or front porches, or even out into our neighbourhoods. So as we consider the correlation between space and earth, we think about how we can bring beauty and grace and harmony and awareness into our private spaces. We can do it through color, form, texture. We can do it through sound or soundproofing. We can harmonize space and earth together by bringing more nature, more plant life into our spaces. We can harmonize these spaces through beautiful smells, through things that we can eat that come from our own crop, our own gardens. And also the types of people we let into our space, who walk across the threshold, bringing what kind of energy? And so things like dupe or incense or sage or bay leaves can be burnt to purify space within our homes and within our areas, our private spaces. And so we sanctify the air and the space by creating cleansing means, ringing bells or allowing chimes to sound, or gently sprinkling water or even fire. So all of the elements can purify and invigorate space. In terms of space and water, we consider this idea of our riverbeds and foreshores, of where the urban space meets the aqueous plains of rivers and harbors and oceans. Or if we're inland, how we can bring water into our space, be it through ponds or streams or dams. Do we have a stream that runs near us, and can we sit near it to hear the interaction between space and water? The sound of a babbling brook can be one of the most beautiful poetic sounds. The sound of the ocean gently roaring, again, very uplifting in terms of water and space as a harmonized set of elements. As space moves into fire, we might think about this idea of fire as a sacred energy. So for example, we can bring candlelight into our space, or we can make small contained fires. And as the fire rises up and carries sparks and smoke into the atmosphere, there is this idea of invoking the clearing of space. The notion of this is called Agnihotra, the purification of the area through sacred fire. This works particularly well if the elements the wood within the fire, the substances within the fire are pure. And as this energy rises up into space, it can carry ash upwards and deposit it as a type of pot ash, which is good for the atmosphere and good for the land. So we think about the correlation between fire and space, between the ways that sunlight permeates the outer space and bathes our beautiful little planet and our beautiful energetic plasma, which causes things to grow and creates bounty. But at the same time, we don't want too much fire or heat to invade our space. So we're mindful of that interaction. In terms of space and air, or space and space as elements, we consider this notion of the Akash, of this idea of space that permeates beyond our atmosphere of air and into this wider plane. There's a notion that all of our actions have a type of imprint. And some people think about the Akashic record as a record of everything that we've done. Some people polarize this into being good or bad, virtuous or evil. But in effect, these are all actions, regardless of whether we assign a value to them. Every action has a consequence, has a reaction, whether that be subtle and perhaps imperceivable as a type of effect, or whether that is immediate as this notion of instant karma. So part of what we can do when we think about the Akashic record is to think about how our actions can impact and affect, and what outcomes that will have, be it good or bad. In fact, the whole of the body is its own record. And in the molecular structure of ourselves, there is huge space. We are surrounded by space, but space also is within us. In fact, as humans, we embody a particular coordinate in space. The space-time coordinate, as we've seen before, is unique, and no one can occupy this exact same space as us. So we think about our actions and how we embody space. Do we just rush around madly without thinking about where we're putting our feet, or do we move mindfully? And so how we move through space, the engagements that we have with people, should be elevated, should be mindful, so that we can weigh the consequences. And for many, they're just too busy to be considering this. By simplifying our space, we simplify our life, and it gives us more space to consider ourselves and our actions. When space merges in with mind, we have this notion of clear emptiness, this beautiful space of clarity, of emptiness, of undisturbed peace, of merging into that beautiful, clear space of the mind, uncluttered by all the worldly impacts of the senses, beyond all the impulses and desires. Our beautiful local universe, our local cluster of our Milky Way galaxy, is part of an incredible supercluster known in scientific terms as Laniakea. Our Milky Way is at the very edge of a huge supercluster. We are literally on the edge of a void. And so all we need to do is to sit quietly and allow the mind to merge with deep space. We sever the attachment to the ego, to the I, and take time just to be still, silent, mindful, and let the mind dissolve into space. All of the chakras of the body have elemental aspects. Muladhara in the base is associated with earth. Svadhisthana in the sacral pelvic region associated with water. Manipura in the navel, digestive fire. The Anahata chakra, this beating, unstuck sound of the heart, associated with life and air. Vishuddha, associated with space, this open of space in the throat, the hollows of the body. And Ajna chakra, this idea of mind. So we consider this notion of transcending the Brahmarandra, the stalk of the lotus rooted in the palate of the mouth, growing up through the mind so that we can rise up like a lotus, rising out of the mud and allowing our spirit, our soul, our energy to merge with space. Up through the Sahasrara, the crown chakra. Take time today to sit quietly with space.